Hi everyone, it's Ashley. Welcome to Just Cooked Different. Today we have Shoshana McNeil joining us. I'm so excited for this conversation because I am honored and privileged to have her on the podcast. She is such a dear friend of mine. She's a mama of five boys, a wife, owner of Soulbeat Studio in Oaks, PA. She is Action News' fitness tip expert. She wears many hats on a daily basis, multitasking constantly, and someone that is going to share so much value with you today. So without further ado, we are diving into this conversation right away, right now.
I needed something for myself. So I taught myself how to do natural light photography, and I created a business called, wait for it, Showtography.
Yes.
Showtography. I have to give my ex-husband the credit because he's the one that thought of the name. So genius on his part. But so I did that for like 7 or 8 years, and it got me out of the house, and I created this business for myself to earn an extra income for our family, do something for me. So little did I know that I had that entrepreneurship within me even back then, right? Fast forward to, you know, when my boys started to get older, and I've always had a love for working out. I was, you know, loved being in the gym. I was a runner at the time. And then I found my love for indoor cycling, right? For spinning and rhythmic spinning. And it kind of changed the game in my mind for what I thought fitness classes looked like. I always thought like, oh, fitness classes weren't for me. The workout wasn't hard enough. Joke's on me, that's super hard. And you know, I can get a better workout at the gym. So I started taking, you know, rhythmic spin classes and fell in love with it. Like it changed my life. It gave me an outlet. It wasn't just a physical workout. It was a mindful, soulfulness. Like, it's something you have to experience to even understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, then I got inspired to start instructing, which I never thought that I was even capable of doing, right? You never really know what you're capable of doing until you just do it. And, you know, the studio owner at the time believed in me before I even believed in myself. And I gave it a shot and I never looked back. And I just kept showing up for the people that showed up for me. Throughout the course of a few years of instructing, I realized, like, you know what? Like, there's a gift within me that I need to share with others. Like, period.
Can I stop you right there? Have you always known that you had that inside of you?
No. Are you kidding me? No, I didn't think I was even capable of impacting. And when I use the word impact, like, I really mean it, like, not just through movement, but through the words that come out of my mouth, right? Like, I grew up as a pastor's daughter. My father was a pastor my entire life, a Christian pastor. And, you know, in many ways, I look back on my childhood, and although my dad and I now have had, you know, different audiences and different messages, but, you know, what he did for, you know, during a church service is essentially what I'm doing in the classes that I teach. And with the, you know, I do a lot of personal training. When I'm training my clients, I'm motivating them. I'm inspiring them. I'm reminding them exactly what they're capable of, because at the moment you probably don't even realize what you're capable of, right?
Definitely.
And I didn't know that this is something that I would be good at. I didn't. I had no idea. And it wasn't until I just took the leap and just did it and kept working on my craft and trying to get better. And really, and how do you get better? You just really listen to your heart and yourself. And I don't copy other, you know, instructors or fitness influencers. Like, yes, they inspire me, but like, I just try to do what I feel is right in my way, in my style, and I take confidence in that.
Yeah. I want to actually, like, stay on that for a second. So you said you never really had it in you, never felt like this was something, but when you started to do it, it kind of snowballed and continued. So, like, we talk a lot on the podcast about you just
it's uncomfortable in the beginning. Everything is uncomfortable in the beginning. Like you're a fish out of water and you have no, you know, sometimes it's going to feel awkward, but you just have to keep doing it. And the more that you do it, the more it all kind of like comes together and clicks. Do you feel that same way?
Oh, 1000%. Girl, if you would have seen the way that I taught a class in the beginning, you would have been like, this girl's going nowhere. Like, what is she even doing? And let's just like also talk about, like, this is not just like, you know, 12 years ago that I was like this. Even when 6ABC hired me to do their fitness tips, you know, like 7 years ago, like, God bless my boss at 6ABC, because he saw something in me, and he says it to this day. He's like, I saw it in you. Oh, but I was literally like the dry eye commercial.
Yeah.
Hi everybody. It's Shoshana. 6ABC Action News. Let's do a plank rotation. Like, are you kidding me? So yeah, no, I wasn't good at it. I wasn't good at it. But like somehow, some way, you keep persevering and you keep pushing through and you find your voice, you find your path, and you figure it out.
Because we start out in the beauty industry so young, the connections that you start making with people are so awkward in the beginning, because you could be working, you could be 18 and working on a 34-year-old. Yeah. And, you know, it's just tough to have those conversations. And I find that it can be intimidating and it can be frustrating. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people leave because of it. And it's heartbreaking, because you can see these people have so much passion and they want to do this career, but it's just getting past that hard piece.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, especially when you're entering the industry of any kind, you lack confidence.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not really sure if you even belong there. You're not sure if you're even going to be good at it. And the thing is all it takes is one thing to connect with somebody, just one thing. It could be their love for Justin Bieber, I don't know, or Taylor Swift. That's probably more common. Oh, you like Taylor Swift? So do I. Even if you don't, say you do. That's a connection, okay? Like, make a connect. You find one thing. That's all it takes. It's just one thing. And even if you lack experience as, like, you know, life experience, and you're like, oh, how am I going to relate to, like, a 40-year-old and I'm trying to do her hair? Or same thing. Like, I mean, you know, I'm 41, right? But like, I have young kids that take my classes. Like, how am I going to relate to this young person? I literally find one thing that I can relate to with them, and boom, we're connected. And then that builds this connection and this foundation. And then you start talking more, and then it opens up the door and you feel more comfortable, and you're like, oh, that we know each other.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's yeah, you're right on. That's perfect. I think, so I think it's important to give people the, like, to hear it over and over again. Like, it doesn't have to be the same way. It doesn't have to be the same person telling you, but just to continue hearing that you can do it.
Yeah.
You can get through it. There's little things that you can do. It doesn't have to be this monstrous thing that you have to, mountain that you have to climb over and get through. So I love that. So much. So
it's true.
We talk, we also talk a lot about, you know, like in business in general, in life in general, we're constantly giving and giving and giving and giving. And as someone that does that so much, you really work at such a high level. Like, how do you continue to operate at such a high level? Like, I can compare this when I've been in Shoshana's classes. I've been there. When she shows up, she shows up the exact same way every single time. That is very hard to do. And when you go to a Shoshana class, the expectation is there. And that has to feel so good for yourself, but also the days that you just don't have it in you, like, how do you get there? Because that happens the same as someone walking in the door ready to go for a client, from the first client to the last client, 100% of the time.
Yeah. Listen, Ash, we're human, right? Like I'm human. And I, as positive and as energetic as I am naturally, I have days where I don't have it in me. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm having a bad day, or I'm moody, or, you know, like I'm stressed over something else in my personal life, right? Mm-hmm. We all have things. And I think what I've taught myself how to do, and what I also try and teach my instructors to do, is that whatever's going on inside of you internally, when you show up, whether you're showing up at the hair salon to do somebody's hair, you're in front of a client, you show up to teach a class, you show up to train a client, you know, I do personal training, like I said, it no longer becomes about what you are going through. It's almost like you got to push it on the back burner and remember why you're there. Well, you know what? I'm here to help people get through their day, to motivate them, to teach them that they're stronger, to give them some type of release. I'm here to make them feel beautiful. I'm here to give them a new haircut and like give them a service that they're going to walk out of here and be like, wow, that was a really great experience. You got to put it aside. You have to. And to be honest with you, every time I do that, every time I walk into, you know, a class that I have to teach, every time I go to train a client and I'm in that mindset of like, I'm just so stressed out, or I'm exhausted, or I'm in a bad mood, or whatever it is, when you change your focus into it being about the person in front of you, it has like healing properties. I can't really explain it, but it puts me in a better mood every single time, because I'm no longer dwelling on, you know, my bad mood or the stress, you know, that I came in with. And it makes me feel better. I mean, are those problems still there? Yeah, but I feel stronger and more capable of dealing with them after the fact, because I've allowed my mind to kind of clear out and change my energy, like I shift my energy into something positive, and it forces you into this better, cleaner, more positive mindset. Does that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense. Absolutely. I mean, I personally have gone through so much of that in my life. All of us have. And it's a skill like that you really have to actually like work at, like building muscle, like working out. It's literally that thing that you have to keep working at.
I think I don't do anything crazy. I don't like, you know, I don't meditate or listen to a certain song that like gets mm-hmm. me in. It's really a matter of just the moment that I'm in front of this person, and they need me. They need me to show up for them. That's what shifts for me.
Yeah.
Because my heart is in it, right?
Yeah.
My heart is in it. And when your heart is in something that you do, it becomes, it's easy to shift it. It is. I'm telling you, it is. Because it's no longer about me. Mm-hmm. Like, suck it up, Shoshana. This person needs you. Are you going to put your bad energy onto them? Is that what you're going to do? No, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. So save it for another day and give them your best self, because they deserve that.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys listening? Because that's what you got to do. Pep talk. Get your shit together.
the show-tivation you all needed.
In between clients, this is no lie. I used to go to the bathroom, turn the lights out, and sit on the floor and take a couple deep breaths.
I love that.
In between clients every single time.
So I
could reset. And it could just be like people have their things and you might not even recognize that you do these things.
Right.
But you like, I used to also wash my hands in really hot water because it would like calm myself down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could leave a conversation that's like, wow, holy cow. And how do you not bring that to the next person? You just have to like,
you do. You do. You have to like release it, let it go.
Yep.
You know, I love personally just like driving with no music, just complete and utter silence.
Oh,
silence.
This audience can relate to that. Because let me tell you, I would drive home and I with nothing on, and I would forget even how I got there. That's how
you, like black out.
You're on fire for the day. You're just like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm home.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, and in not just in my profession, but in, you know, as a stylist, you have to be on all the time.
Yeah.
And that is exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting because not only are you giving your skill to somebody, but you're giving your energy, you're giving your personality. And it's exhausting. You have to have these moments. And I love that you like went into the bathroom and sat on the floor in the dark, like moments where you just shut it all off, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you have to. Your mental health needs it. Like, it's not healthy to just like keep going without any type of reprieve.
Absolutely. So one last thing I want to like really touch on is we talk about routines and setting yourself up for the day. So like, I know for myself, working out is a big thing for yourself. It's a big thing, but like, what are like two things that you can say if someone doesn't have a routine at all, like nothing, but what can they start doing to set themselves up for a productive day?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, I have a 2-year-old, so I don't really have the luxury of like easing into my day. He just like, you know, starts yelling for me from his crib and I'm like, okay, I guess we're up. But if, when he eventually starts sleeping, you know what I would love to do is just like maybe going downstairs, maybe even just stretching my body a little bit, turning on some like really chill, like almost like poolside, like kind of chill, sexy vibes, like music, and sip my coffee and just like slowly move my body, because movement is medicine.
Yeah.
Movement is medicine, even in the slowest form. So I would love to do that. And, you know, even just like, you know, drinking some lemon water, because that just like gets your whole system going. Those two little things, you know, it just kind of like sets you up for success, whether it's just some basic stretching, some nice music, some sipping on your coffee. It could be that simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to do all this fancy stuff. That's what I would do. Movement is everything. And even in the smallest form, it makes you feel good and it gets the blood flowing and kind of it centers your mind, right? So
absolutely, definitely. I think it's important to do something for yourself before you do something else for everybody else. You know, you have to kind of like, I know for myself, if I don't have a morning, like I need this, I have a whole routine. I love my morning, and that time is so sacred to me because I know that when I don't have it, I'm just not me. And it just means so much, right? So I love like that you gave a couple things, because it should just be simple. It doesn't need to be hard. A couple things to start out.
No, so, and even if you can get it, and once it's warmer out, just like sitting outside and letting the sun beat down on your face for 5 minutes, right? Isn't that the best?
Yeah. Thank God the sun is coming out already.
Thank God the sun is coming.
Dear Lord, where is it?
We need a mood shift. We need like vitamin D love, you know?
Yeah, I felt like a zombie for a little while there.
Same.
So where can everyone find you on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Oh, well, you can find me at 6abc.com. And if you just look up today's tip, you will see a plethora of my fitness tips. But it also airs during the 6 a.m. hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The 6 a.m. morning news is fantastic. And my fitness tip airs during that time. But we always air a longer version where I like go into a little bit more depth digitally on their website. 6abc.com/today's tip. I'm on Instagram. You can find me on there, Shoshana.McNeil. Soulbeat Studios on there.
I have everything linked in the show notes already, so it's all there for everyone to explore and find everything.
Thank you.
And also, if you want to start moving in the morning, there you go.
There you go.
And go to Soulbeat.
Tips. And go to Soulbeat. Yay.
Yeah.